100.7 WHUD 815 with Mike Bennett and my new best friend, Jeff Feldman. Jeff, how are you? Good to see you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Oh, no, my pleasure. You know, you're a lawyer by profession for many years, but you have a passion, I know, for soccer specifically, and you've done some things in the town of LaGrange that are really remarkable. Tell everybody what you're trying to accomplish with these programs.
In the town of LaGrange, we have a variety of programs for children with special needs so that they can participate in the same types of activities as their siblings, if they have siblings, but so that they can get exercise, be with other children, and do the same things that every other child is able to do. So back in the late 90s, 98, 99, as part of the LaGrange Soccer Club, we started a special needs soccer program. We now call it Special Stars for children with a variety of different types of disabilities, whether they have autism, learning disabilities, physical disabilities, whatever. So it enabled these children to play at the same time on adjoining fields as their siblings did, the great game of soccer. And it not only provided an outlet for the kids, but parents met other parents who have children with similar situations. A lot of networking goes on. The siblings get to network with other siblings. It's just been a remarkable program. And the town has been so incredible about participating in these programs that we now have, we've had for years, a bowling program that operates in the winter and the summer. There's a challenger baseball program that's also like soccer in the fall and in the spring. And so we just want to get the word out so that people who have, parents who have kids with special needs are aware of these programs. For soccer and bowling, there's no residency requirement.
Oh,
you can live anywhere
and
participate in these programs. For the Challenger Baseball program, because that's under the auspices of the Little League, there are residency rules, I believe. But for bowling and soccer, no residency requirements whatsoever.
That's amazing. So people can, you know, elsewhere in Dutchess County or even neighboring counties are looking for something to do with their child with special needs. And you've come up with these programs, and the soccer's been going on for so long, I guess it's quite successful.
It's unbelievable. And as part of the soccer program, our travel teams, the local high school teams, some of the local college teams act as mentors to the special needs program. And so the soccer players from these other programs will come on Saturday morning at Stringham Park, where we hold this, our soccer facility. And they'll act as mentors and work the kids through their drills and have small-sided games so that these children with special needs are doing the same things that everybody else is.
Wow. And for somebody like you who was there in the beginning, this must be very rewarding for you to see how the families and the kids interact, right?
I've been involved and am involved in lots of different non-for-profit organizations for a very long time, but being involved with this is one of the most fulfilling.
It's amazing. I'd love to see. I'd actually like to go to the practice and see how they do. It's adapted just for them, though.
Yes, but basically what they do is the manner of adapting it is by having different types of drills and the repetitive nature of the drills. But it's basically doing the same thing as the other kids would be doing on the adjoining fields that are not in a program for kids with special needs.
We're talking with attorney Jeff Feldman, who is very involved in the town of LaGrange. But as you said, for the soccer and for the bowling, you don't even have to be a resident of LaGrange to take part.
Correct.
That's amazing. Now, how, and somebody listening right now, maybe they have a student with or a child with special needs in, you know, some other town close to LaGrange. How do they get involved in this? Is there a number or a website or something?
So they can either reach out to me at my office and I can put them in touch with any of these three programs. My email is jeff@fkcs.law. For the Special Stars Soccer Program, they can go to lagrangesoccer.org and there are instructions on there as to how to register for the Special Stars Soccer Program. And the registration for the Special Stars never closes out. So we're always willing to accept kids. It's not like you're for fear of closing out.
You're going to miss a deadline or something.
No, there's no deadline for it. The bowling program, because of the lack of availability, it's not like you have unlimited space. You have a certain number of lanes.
Exactly.
So that does tend to close out, and registration for that early is important. There's a waiting list right now for next winter's program.
Wow. So, LaGrangeSoccer.org?
Yes, that's for the Special Stars soccer program. And for the other two, because there's different contact information, if people just email me at my office, jeff@fkcs.law, I can put them in touch. And or they can just ask me questions, and I can get back to them and give them information about each of the individual programs.
So, jeff@fkcs.law.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Well, you're going to hear from some of the WHUD listeners, because we have very active listeners.
I hope so. I hope so. The most distressing call I get is from a parent of a 14 or a 15-year-old who says, I just heard about this. I never knew about it before. And that child could have been participating for 8 or 9 years.
Yeah. Well, this is good work that you're doing there, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thanks for helping us get the word out.
You must be very proud of this program.
I am extremely proud of the program and of the town for being so supportive of these programs.
All right. So that's a special soccer program for kids with special needs, LaGrangeSoccer.org, and Jeff at
FKCS.
FKCS. I can't even read my own handwriting. .law. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you.
Good luck with the upcoming program.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.